Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a very significant question. And that question is related to an important topic. I'm speaking of the knowledge of God. As you know, in Islam, in general, the acquisition of knowledge is very significant. And specifically, the acquisition of the knowledge of God is of extreme importance. To the extent that, according to some hadiths, the knowledge of God is actually the purpose of the creation of the entire universe in general and the genesis of the human being in particular. But however, we know that there are limits to human knowledge, human intelligence, and we cannot understand God to the as He is, you know, in His essence. So the question arises as to what extent are we allowed to describe Him? Meaning, to what extent are there any limits to our description of Him or not? In order to understand the answer to this question, it's possible for us to take inspiration from the hadiths which have been narrated from the infallible imams, alayhim as-salam. In particular, one hadith has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who, you know, he has many hadiths related to knowledge of God and, you know, how we can know Him, or to what extent we can know Him. In this beautiful hadith, he says, "He who undertakes to describe Him has defined Him, and he who defines Him has numbered Him, and he who numbers Him has nullified His eternity. He who asks how about Allah has indeed sought to describe Him, and he who asks where has indeed confined Him." So I believe the message and gist of this beautiful hadith, which is actually a sermon from the Nahjul Balagha, is that we cannot describe God in such a way and using certain concepts which lead to us restricting His existence, His being, or confining Him to space and time, or describe Him in such a way that would negate one of His, one of His necessary and divine properties, like, for example, His eternity or His unity. We cannot, describe Him using such terms and such concepts. By way of example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked a man who said, "Allahu Akbar, God is greater." Imam Sadiq asked this man, "Greater than what?" So the man replied, "Greater than everything." To which the Imam retorted, "Then you have defined Him," meaning you have confined Him, you have limited Him. Right? You're simply saying that He is greater than everything. The man, but beyond that, no, he's not, you know, he doesn't go beyond that. The man then asked him, "So what should I say?" To this, the Imam replied, "Say, Allah is too great for description." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the limits of describing God according to the hadith of the infallibles. Alayhim as-salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.